A much-anticipated feasibility study on east-west passenger rail service in Massachusetts has been delayed. The Massachusetts Department of Transportation had been expected to present a report this winter on the costs and benefits of plans to link Greater Boston and Western Massachusetts by rail. But now, the target for the final report has slipped to the spring.
We need the administration and we need MassDOT acting with urgency on this project.
State Senator Eric Lesser said the delay is disappointing to him and other advocates of east-west passenger rail expansion.
We do understand and appreciate that it's a complicated project. We want the results to be good and we want them to be useful. So certainly we want the job to be thorough, but we are watching very closely and paying a lot of attention to this, and we need to make sure that MassDOT stays to the timeline and that MassDOT and the administration understand the urgency of this project.
Lesser, a Democrat from Longmeadow, has long championed an expanded passenger rail network as a benefit to the entire state.
Nobody can afford to live or move around in Boston. In Western Mass, we have in many cases the inverse challenge. Many of our young people are leaving. We're not creating jobs fast enough. People don't feel connected to the red-hot economy just to our east. The rail project would solve both challenges. It would lift both ends of our state.
MassDOT commenced the feasibility study of east-west passenger rail in 2018. Last July, the department presented a preliminary report with six options. One called for constructing a new high-speed rail line with a Springfield-Boston travel time of 80 minutes. The final report is expected to have two or three recommendations, including cost estimates.
We have our eyes wide open about what's involved, how challenging it will be, and potentially how long it might take, but it has to start. That is the point, that the study lets it get started.
Another east-west rail feasibility study is set to begin this year. This one is to look at reviving a long-dormant passenger rail line that once connected North Adams and Boston. A pilot project to launch rail service between the Berkshires and New York City is in the works. MassDOT also is collecting ridership data on a pilot program that began last summer that offers north-south passenger rail service between Springfield and Greenfield. Lesser said the early feedback from that new line, dubbed the Valley Flyer, has been positive.
The prices do need to come down. Right now, the fares are not subsidized, which is a problem for our riders in the Pioneer Valley. And the service, the scheduling has to hopefully be improved even more. But the signals from that have been pretty positive, and certainly we've gotten a lot of positive feedback from the communities that are served, Greenfield, Northampton, Holyoke. The student populations have been using the service. And again, integrating that with the CT rail going south and hopefully one day the new east-west rail going to Boston is really what's going to be the game changer.
After postponing debate last fall, the Massachusetts House is expected to consider proposals this year for raising additional revenue for transportation. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.